Hi, I'm Kara Sutterfield, and this is my podcast. After over 20 years of leading one-on-one and group coaching in professional settings, I developed a passion for helping other women uncover who they long to become and how to live into that vision of self today. Let's deep dive into this profound exploration together. Discover how best to embody the highest version of ourselves and take action in this present moment to be her now. Hello and welcome back to Be Her Now. I am Kara, your host, and I'm so glad you're here with me. Today, I just want to share a few things that I'm loving lately that are bringing me joy, that are benefiting me, and maybe you'll hear something that helps you or encourages you to follow through on something that you feel would be great for you. There's no particular category for these or rhyme or reason. These are just things I enjoy, like, benefit from. And I also suppose I should leave with a caveat that you do you. You decide to try any of these things and they end up not bringing you the same sort of satisfaction, joy, or ease or help that they are bringing me. Don't blame me. Try something else. So here we go. The first thing that I am super loving is revisiting the book Period Power by Maisie Hill. We are starting with menstrual cycles. Now, I am in perimenopause. I am 43 years old, turning 44 this year. So if you are in that phase of life or later, maybe you hear Period Power and you think that's not for me. But let me tell you how awesome this book is. A, it's written by Maisie Hill. And I have to repeat that because there's a couple of books out in the world, or at least available on the large order delivery services that are out there that are written by other people. And so I'm speaking specifically about Period Power by Maisie Hill. But I love her take on looking at a woman's hormonal cycle because she overlays it with the seasons. And it makes it so relatable and easy to digest bigger concepts about how hormones work and how they operate together in the body to create certain circumstances. She compares different phases of your cycle to different celebrities to give you a clear idea about how your body's feeling in those moments. And I just think it's the bee's knees. But I have read this book twice, and it is absolutely the most dog-eared and most referenced book in my collection of books. And no doubt there are lots of great books about menstrual cycles and women's bodies on the market. So if you have any you can recommend, I would love it. Find me on Instagram at To Be Her Now and tell me about them because I would happily read more. But here's what I love about this book. It is the first book that genuinely got me excited about tracking my cycle. And I've heard a million times that tracking your cycle is vital to really understand what's going on, and I wish I had heeded that advice when I was much younger. I think it would have saved me a lot of questions about when I was emotional and why I was emotional and what was happening in my body. But she refers to tracking your cycle as a superpower, and I have to say I now agree. I straight up kept a note in my phone. I would write day one when I would have the first day of my regular flow of period, and I would just write simple words to describe whatever my day was like. I would write emotional, teary, happy, energetic, hungry, craving junk food, craving healthy, lots of energy, headache, migraine, tired, weepy, you name it. I would just track what was going on each day. And very soon, I would say 3 months in, I had started collecting enough data to where on, for example, day 19, when I would feel run down and start to feel very internal, my thoughts would move to internal, I would feel impatient with everybody around me, I would start to feel like engaging with the world less. I realized that that was happening every month on day 19 of my cycle, and I had had no idea that that was a repeat pattern, despite the fact that it's called a cycle. And yet, it never occurred to me that I was probably going through the same things every month on a regular basis. Which maybe I'm just ridiculous and the only one that didn't know that or didn't notice that, but giving my cycle the framework of the four seasons is single-handedly the most helpful thing that anyone has ever given to me. All that to say, Today, I moved into what Maisie Hill refers to as your autumn, which is your luteal cycle after ovulation. It's when your energy starts to deplete, you start to turn inward, you feel more like having a private moment, just some time to be still with your thoughts. And I felt that switch today, and I thought I would just revisit her description of autumn and her advice around autumn. And it made me remember how much I love this book. So, number one, Period Power by Maisie Hill. And if you are in perimenopause like I am, she also has a book called Perimenopause Power. Also highly recommend. Thing I'm loving, number two, I have been on a very intentional learning path over the last couple of months. I have obtained a sound healer certification. I am working on a breathwork certification. If you can't tell, I am a little bit woo-woo. I love alternative healing modalities and I love learning about them. And this is the first time in my life I have ever actually pursued them in an effort to be certified in them to help other people with them. So that's been lighting me up in a big way. And I am studying for a women's health certification to help coach first myself on my own health journey and then hopefully eventually other women as well. But the simple act of learning something new, as I have mentioned in other episodes, and decided to take my own advice, just makes life so much more interesting. I wake up excited, I'm intrigued by all the new information I'm getting, and I'm very curious about what it's going to bring into my life, all this new knowledge and these new possibilities. Which brings me to item number three that I love. I purchased healing crystal sound bowls to go along with my sound healer certification, of course. This is something that I have thought about for a couple of decades, and I had a moment the other night. I was laying in bed awake. It's been a series of events leading up to this that just made me pull the trigger on buying the dang things, because I've always felt like either I didn't have the money when I was younger, or there were other things that could be purchased. And for the first time in a long time, I just had this tug at my heart and at my soul that made me feel like I don't even need to know what's on the other side of this, but this is a next step that I'm supposed to take. So I gave in, I purchased them, and I love them. I love them. I'm having so much fun not only learning about them and understanding how they do what they do to help support healing in our bodies, but just the sound of them is so beautiful, so meditative, so relaxing. I'm just having such a blast. So that's been lighting me up lately for sure. The fourth thing I'm loving, and maybe some of you are in this boat, is summer vacation. My children are home for summer, which means that we parents in the house who have jobs that do technically allow us to make our own schedules are getting to sleep in a little bit later. We're staying up with them a little bit later. We've watched quite a few movies in this last week. Just hanging out, and it's just fun to have them around. Now, they're older teenagers. They are barely in the house, to be very honest. They're out with friends as well, for sure. And now, currently, which is why I'm able to record this episode, but it's just fun to have the whole family home, to have the longer days of summer, to have the sun out much later. We've been taking a lot of evening walks and just soaking up the season. So I hope that you are able to do the same, however that looks like for you. And the last thing that's lighting me up is that I have started to share many of these things on social media. I am on TikTok at To Be Her Now, which I understand is something that most people have already been doing for quite a while, but I am someone who has been resistant to a new media platform because I am someone who also tries to have some balance with media and not be on it as much. But I have given in. I am posting some sound bowl healings. I invite you to come follow me there. And also Instagram at To Be Her Now, where I post more of real life stuff. But yeah, that's all I really have for you this week. As I mentioned, I'm moving into my autumn. I don't have a lot to say out loud, at least, though my brain is buzzing. And I just wanted to pop in, share a few things that are lighting me up and bringing me joy, and encourage you to pay attention to what is lighting you up and bringing you joy, and to remind you to go do more of that. I hope you have an awesome week, and I will talk to you next week on To Be Her Now.